And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Later on this morning, we'll be talking about the January 6th political prisoners who are still in prison. They're still in the gulags. The deep state is refusing to release them in violation of President Donald Trump's pardons and commutations. The deep state is beyond evil. Beyond evil. We'll be talking about that. Also, the Pope doesn't think you're Christian if you are in favor of Donald Trump's immigration policies. So some very bad breaking news for Christians. The Pope is displeased with you. Right now, though, we have Cindy Henry. She is the Belmont County Auditor, and we are talking about the big Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, if you care about high real estate taxes, you'd need to know this. So, Cindy Henry, again, thank you so much for joining us. Live exclusive interview here in Dimitri, live and dangerously local. So, we are now to the point, this past year, are all of our properties were re-evaluated. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, walk me through the process.
So by statute, every 6 years, we have to have a revaluation where we look at your properties and reevaluate them. It's like I've told people, it's similar to when you, if you were selling your home and you would hire an appraiser, they're going to come out and tell you what they think your house is valued at to sell it. Mm-hmm. We basically do the same thing. And we have to go with today's standards, what we have going on, and that's what we pay a company to come into our county and do.
Who did this?
This one and the one that was held the 6 years ago when I wasn't in office was done by a company called Appraisal Research. It's since been bought out by another company called Vision.
Where are they out of?
Out of over around the north of Dayton in that area, that western part of Ohio.
Are they any good?
Yeah, they're fine. I didn't want to bring somebody new in because they'd already been there, and I felt as though they demographically knew our county a little bit better. Besides, one of their lead individuals worked that is from Shadyside that works for them.
Really, who's that?
Anthony Lucarelli.
Anthony Lucarelli, okay.
And actually, he just started my office full-time 2 months ago. He left the appraisal company and came to work for us. So he's going to be our in-house appraiser, which is something I thought was important anyhow because, like I say, he's from here. He knows our economy. He knows what's going on and driving our dollar figures on things. And hometown boy, I just feel as though it was better. And I wanted somebody in-house to where if I had a question or a property owner did, we could send him out there now, not a week or two or whenever we could get somebody in to look at it.
Okay, great.
So he's turned out to be a good asset.
And the this company looked at all 70,000 parcels in Belmont County. How on earth did they do all that?
They hire teams of people to go out and do it.
Okay. And they take pictures from the house or the farm or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you use drones?
No, but I look for us to get to that point. We actually pay a company that does flyovers periodically. And they literally fly the county, and that helps the county engineer with his maps that he makes, and he, you know, you can go get off of him.
Terry.
Yeah, exactly. That also, we can zoom down onto that property and look at it from the aerial view, and it's amazing how clear it can be and how small, and you can really drill it down to a specific area.
How small?
Well, the one that I looked at, because we were going to change companies a year or so ago, And I'm not into this stuff. I can tell you, he talked about these obliques, which, again, I'm not into photography. And they did a demonstration where it would be like having a drone where they could literally come down and, like, take a shot of the front of the courthouse. They wouldn't be just looking at the top, looking down at the roof. Mm-hmm. It was pretty intense. It was pretty cool.
And can you make out somebody's signature on a?
No. It's like just that. They're just looking at the buildings.
Yeah. What's the most interesting, unusual thing that you can spot with these pictures? Like somebody adding a pool or a house?
So if somebody puts a pool in their backyard, they build a deck around it, they build an outbuilding, that's the stuff that kind of drives what you get. The J.B. Green team has a levy on, a special assessment on, that's another taxation. They actually, if you have a lot and you have an outbuilding on it, you're paying that $2 and something to the J.B. Green team because you have an actual structure on your property.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you determine, or how does this company determine that real estate prices have gone up, and if they have gone up, by what percentage?
The market pretty much drives it, and they trend with and watch the trending of the market to see where it's going to be at. And I mean, it's what they do for a living. And there's 88 counties, and not every county does a reval at the same time, because obviously there wouldn't be enough companies to spread out, you know, so they stagger them. And I don't know what the rationale is for who does what, when, and where.
Well, for Belmont County, what has happened in the past 6 years in real estate prices?
Well, what's happened nationwide was COVID. And when COVID went through, values went up. People were increasing their rent because they, you know, were getting more money out of the rent. The home sales were going through the roof, and all that drives your valuation, because just like if a realtor goes out and they look at what they call comps, which is what's sold in your neighborhoods,
comparable,
whatever,
comparable sales.
Exactly. Yeah. Same thing with ours. Same difference.
Huh. So in the past 6 years, would it be fair to say that the real estate prices on average, our values on average in Belmont County, went up 2% or 3%?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the right number?
With this reval,
yeah,
we were told that the state pretty much tells you where they think you're going to set at and what you have to do. And we go in and we plug all the numbers in, look at everything, and it pretty much Belmont County averaged right below 20%.
20%?
We're one of the lowest counties reval-wise in the state, yes. There are some at 40, some at 50, some higher.
You got to be kidding me.
No. We did everything we could to see what we, you know, touching the properties, reaching out to the community people, telling them, you know, we'll come on site, let us know where you're at. You know, if you come in and talk to us, we'll look at your property more intently, you know, whatever. We had several people show up and do that, you know, wanted us to do a more intense.
Several, what, two or three? Or?
Oh, no, there was probably, we held what was called informals about a month or so ago.
Yeah.
That was an opportunity for taxpayers to come in and dispute what we had valued their property at.
Right.
Without formal hearings. So they could come in, bring us pictures, and maybe say, my foundation is cracked. And that didn't show up on the picture we took, and we wouldn't know. We also send all the taxpayers a form, and we hope that they're honest, and they mark if they've done any additions or they've had any destruction of buildings on their property or whatever. If they're honest, that's great, but we all know everybody's not totally honest.
Are most people honest, like 95%, 99%?
Most, like, yeah, I don't see a percentage that, I mean, we're always going to run into one or two. It's just what you
do. But normally Belmont County, yeah, pretty honest people.
Yes, okay. Exactly. We don't have many problems. But at that point, they could come in and talk to us about it, bring the pictures that showed what they thought devalued their home. Now, that's not the road that's running in front of your house. If it's got potholes, that has nothing to do with the value of your home. And a lot of people feel as though the area they live in, stuff like roads and whatever, it does not drive the value. It's just the home itself.
All right. So 20% increase. And so at this first meeting, this informal meeting, how many people showed up?
We were there Monday through Saturday. The longest day we were there from 7 in the morning till 8 in the evening. We did that a couple days. We had a steady flow of people. I didn't actually count them, but we had a steady flow of people coming in. We had three or four stations. They could talk to different employees, and we would go through what they showed us versus what we had and then do any adjustments that we could at that point.
And how many were you able to adjust down? Most of them? Half of them?
I would say that probably maybe at least half, maybe.
It's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
The adjustment was what, 1%, 2%, 20%?
There's a formula they put into the software, and it does all the calculations. I couldn't tell you an actual percentage right off the top of my head.
Okay, you don't know what the average reduction was. Mm-mm, okay. No. So now you spoke to that Kellich woman at the treasurer's office, mm-hmm. and she told you what, because something is happening, what, maybe today?
She either mailed the tax duplicates out yesterday or today, and I don't remember which one she told me.
All right. And you say tax duplicates. What does that mean?
I call them duplicates. They're tax bills. They're your tax bills.
All right. So would it be fair to say that quite possibly today or the next few days in Belmont County, if the post office actually works, we will be getting our new tax bills.
Correct.
And that'll indicate the new appraised value of our property.
Yes.
And the rate, the millage rate.
Right.
And the new tax. So our taxes are going up 20%, essentially, is what you're saying, on average.
On average, yes. Some more, some less.
It's a hell of an increase.
I know.
Inflation isn't 20%.
Now, the other thing is, what drives your taxes are your voted upon levies. So if during our revaluation, entities ran levies, that's also increasing it besides what we did. So that's why when you look at your tax duplicate, it's not necessarily just the property taxes per se, it's the levies that were added to that reval property give tax valuation.
Give me an example. Like, would it be the Cumberland Trail Fire District? Did they have an increase?
Not this time. They did last year, but not this one.
What about this year? Who had an increase this year?
We had, I don't know right off the head. I think there were 18 different entities ran levies this year.
And they all passed?
That I couldn't tell you. I didn't look all that up for you.
All right. So let's say some of them passed.
A good portion of them passed.
Okay. So on our tax bills, which we should be getting any day now in Belmont County, mm-hmm. we're going to see there's a minimum 20% increase just in the real estate values, which means our taxes are going up at least 20% on average.
On average, and but not then, everybody's.
And then, well, average. Well, right. Average. Right. But then, each one of these different taxing districts that had passed a new tax increase, a new levy, that's on top of the 20%.
Correct.
So we could have a total tax bill. I could have a total. In fact, right now, when I go home, I could be opening up the mailbox, and if the post office is doing its job, which is a big if, I could be looking at a tax bill that is maybe total 30% more than what I've been paying.
Very much so.
Dear God in heaven.
Yes. Yes.
What can we do about this?
I tell people, and I'm not saying that these entities don't need their levies, but
they don't all do.
You go to the polls, you research what you're voting on. Uh-huh. You look at it and you make a determination whether you think they need additional money. Pick the phone up and call them. You know, why do you think you need an increase?
Well, they'll always say yes.
Exactly. But, you know, I tell them, don't go in and vote with this. Go in and vote with this.
Okay, heart and head. You better believe it. On radio, it sounds like this. That's why you got to say heart and head. This is radio, Cindy. This is radio. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so and very interesting. Very interesting. Any day now, we'll be getting these bills. People, I'm guessing, are going to be losing their minds when they actually see these things.
Yep.
And the first person they're going to turn to is that Kellich woman, the treasurer, or turn to you?
They'll call both of us till they find who they need to talk to.
Do you transfer all of your calls to her, and she transfers all of hers to you?
Yes, exactly, depending on who it pertains to.
Kathy Kellich. You
know? Well, you got to understand, when you call the courthouse and you listen to that forever long, the first one on there is the A for auditor, so we get a good portion of the phone calls anyhow.
Life is so unfair. Yeah. More with Cindy Henry. Breaking news, your real estate taxes are going to be hideous, and it could be happening any day now.